party of five! I want to watch Scream over and over again because I love Party of Five!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Good morning, evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. My name is Keith. I will be one of the three hosts that will be hosting you this evening, or morning. To the right of me is Chris.
Hello, I'd prefer to be called Sweetbreads.
That's gross. To the left of me is James.
Now I'm hungry.
That's even grosser. If you want to send us a hey guys, that's when you ask us a question or tell us something or send us a shopping list that we'll read on the air.
Or a gift basket containing sweetbreads.
Yeah. I hate that there's always this shopping list. I hate it.
It's weird that I say it and you hate it. Then you tell me you hate it and I keep saying it.
That's weird. It's weird that words come out of your mouth and I get irritated. Weird.
But you notice you stop slapping before shows.
That's because you made me angry with telling me about sweetbread.
Wait, I made you angry by explaining to you that something exists?
I
didn't create sweetbreads.
No, I understand. I hate the idea of calling
sugar-coating
the name instead of just calling it what it is.
I haven't fashioned sweetbreads. It's not something that I've done. This is something that exists in the world.
Didn't your great-great-grandfather fashion sweetbreads in 1860?
Oh, yeah, Tommy Bread. Tommy Bread, he used to have a sweet shop.
Send us a hey guys at bestinshowradio.com. Believe it or not, I have a hey guys right here.
I tend to not believe it.
Well, guess what? You're about to be proved wrong.
Proven?
Nope, proved. Billy in Islip says, "Hey guys, my band has our first show coming up, but I'm nervous as hell. You guys get stage fright?"
No.
First of all, Billy, in the future, tell us the name of your band so we can promote them for you.
Could I also ask something else?
Sure.
When people email, I always want to know how old people are. I'm curious to know how old Billy is that he's just playing his first show. Is he a 15-year-old kid? Is he a 30-year-old dude? Is he, it makes a difference how I would address him with regards to
stage fright.
All right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Stage fright, I suppose, regardless of what age you are. But I'm just
if you're 21, then have a couple of drinks first. Okay. If you drink.
I'm a voyeur. I want to know what's going on with people. I just want to know about our viewers/listeners and when they're sending stuff. Tell us your age.
Yeah, if you practice and you know your songs, nothing to be nervous about.
Just play. It's cool.
Even if you practice, if you don't practice and don't know your songs, still nothing to be nervous about because in the grand scheme of things, no one's really going to care.
No one's going to care, and if you suck, you'll be like 97.8% of the bands on the planet that have played a show in the history of time.
And
your friends won't show up anyway. They have better things to do.
That's true.
So you'll be playing to, a bartender, so it's okay.
Have fun with it. Enjoy yourself. It's a labor of love for you, because that's what it's about. If you're enjoying yourself, that's all that matters. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Would that have changed if he was, what if he was 72?
If he was older, I think it's ridiculous that he's playing his first show. I would say quit. I would say there's no reason to be
playing. I hate telling people that.
Oh, I think everyone should. I think everyone.
I'm not saying quit your job and think you're going to be a rock star, but, you know.
I hearken back to our friend Best in Show Brian telling our friend Voldemort that he's just going to fail in life. You know, I'm a big fan of that. I'm a proponent of telling people you're going to fail.
But you're a big you only live once guy, and that's not true because you've never said that. But you're somebody that's discussed in the past how this is it, you're here now, enjoy it.
Right.
Don't you think that if somebody wants to do something like play a show, they should just do it?
Absolutely. I think that if they want to do something like play a show, they should do it by the time before they're an adult.
What if they decided later they want to do it?
I guess it's okay.
You give them permission?
I guess it's okay, but I'll judge them a little bit. I think it's kind of silly if you're just starting your musical career.
What if it was, you know, a guy who had a kid when he was 15 and had to work 3 jobs his whole life, now his kid's through college and he's had time to finally pursue music?
You know what it is? I guess it's fine. I guess it's prioritizing. And to me, music is not a priority to me. You can't see it on the camera, I don't think. My guitars are sitting in front of you, James, and they don't get touched. Every now and again, I'll pick up a guitar.
They're dusty.
Yeah, I don't care. To me, playing music isn't a priority anymore. There was a time in my life that it was a priority, and it was when I was younger.
I feel like you're attacking me.
I'm not attacking you. It's just like, hey, we each have our own priorities.
I think you're attacking Keith.
I'm certainly not attacking you or Keith. Why was that? But first of all, neither one of you are in your are starting your music careers in your 30s.
Of course not.
Okay. But, and second of all, it's whatever you want to do.
Anyway. Thank you so much for that 30s thing, by the way, for acknowledging that I have 2 months left.
Right, but you're technically in your 30s.
I know, I am. I'm now the age that David Brent was when he kept telling people he's in his 30s, even though he was about to turn 40.
Right.
Excellent.
You guys are in your 30s. I'm in my 40s, so I can't say anything. Yeah, it's just, you know, I guess it's being an old man in my 40s that I look at it differently than you kids in your 30s do.
But I remember now going to your first show singing for a new band. You were a nervous wreck.
I absolutely 100% was, and I was probably, was it 19, 18, something like that? Yeah, 19 years old, something like that. I think 18, whatever. It was like 91, 92, something like that. Yeah, I definitely had that stage fright, that anxiety at that point. But in the grand scheme of things, I realize it's ridiculous. I don't think Billy should be worrying about that.
Did you continue to have it after that? Did it wear off? Or was it,
yes.
Was being a frontman harder for you than being a guitar player?
Yes, because when you're not singing, like, what do?
You're you
like,
stand there. You stand there and you look around and you hopefully have a drink or something.
And you look, think you look dumb.
You bring a magazine.
That's what I should have did. Yeah, I was also in a thrash metal band when I was singing, so people were expecting me to headbang or whatever dumb stuff. Hideous.
Can you insert that clip here?
Okay. I gotta find that. Oh, I guess I did find it. I don't know. But yeah, the idea of this anxiety and stuff, it takes me off to a different place. A little before the show, we started, James said, hey, let's take a picture, you know, I guess for the Facebook page, just to take a new picture. And it brought up the idea to me. Whenever I pose for a picture now, I get so filled with that crazy anxiety of how do I smile, how do I do this, and I get like really like almost like a nervous shake every time I post for a picture now, and it's bizarre.
Well, this is the picture right here.
Why would we show a picture even though it's basically the same look of what we just look like? I mean, we did.
It's but different because you're posing specifically for a picture. That's
true.
Talking about.
That is true.
Though Keith looks very uncomfortable in this picture.
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't like that whole. Those seconds, I know what you mean, that's stressful, because you go back and forth from smile, stop.
And I'm telling you, it's almost like a nervous twitch of scariness, like, I don't know, like, I feel my face
start... musical chairs on faces.
I feel my face start to shake, I feel vibrations all through my body, and to me, that's a form of stage fright for a picture. And the fact of the matter is, I you look so good in pictures. So there's really no reason for me to be worried. I'm adorable. But I get crazy. I get crazy and scared with that whole thing. And it's like this nervous twitch, and it freaks me out.
Are you one of those people that actually tells people, no, I can't? I tend to, not to be sexist here, but I know it's common among...
What's wrong with being sexy?
I know it's common among many young ladies to look at a picture and say, nope, especially in this day and age, nope, deleting that, nope, deleting that, nope, I hate that one.
Oh, because you look bad in it?
Yeah, are you one of those people?
No, but I'm so happy you did squeeze that 1 second of the picture of Nigel Tufnel in there. That was brilliant.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I do.
Like, he won't tell somebody,
no, I would
can
never,
you take that picture of me
I
down?
Would never, I would never delete anything. I don't care. I think it's fine. That's fine. It doesn't make a difference. I'm telling you, it's not even a matter of what the picture looks like. Because I've looked bad in pictures, and they're out on people's Facebooks or Instagrams or whatever, and I don't care. It's for some reason that moment of posing, that weird, tense, twitchy craziness happens.
You know what it is with me? I don't know if this is the reason you feel that way, but when I'm posing for a picture or when somebody's taking a picture of me, I don't like smiling, because to me it's just like it just looks silly, or if I'm going to smile, I'll normally just go like, and to those of you listening, I'm just doing like a big silly clown face. Because to me, I don't like a normal, natural smile. I just hate the way it looks. But if you don't have a smile, then it looks like you're trying to do, like, the badass pose. Like, you know, so it's just like, I try to think, how am I going to look as little like a dick as possible in this picture?
I've always hated having my picture taken. And maybe in the last 3 years or so, I've learned to develop my fake camera smile.
Can I see it?
You've read Augustine Burroughs.
Of course.
He has a whole thing about how... You know, when he was modeling and how he had this completely fake smile.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Let's see your fake smile. That's not bad.
You guys are very photogenic. I gotta admit, I'm not even being a jerk or sarcastic. I think you guys are very photogenic.
And I agree. We're both very attractive.
And funny, I was just reading recently, because I'm interested in photography a little bit. And this one photographer had this thing about certain ways to position your head and face that much different, that's flattering. And the biggest one is to get rid of this.
Tilt your head up a little bit?
Nope. Head out and forehead down a tiny bit.
That gets rid of your double chin?
And because it pushes your head forward, it tightens this and it accentuates your jawline.
Wow. Dialing too.
I gotta do something.
Get rid of it.
Awesome.
No, I mean, he was showing like all these videos of all these different people having their picture taken, you know, just big, just blah, and then supermodel. It was nuts.
All right, I gotta.
It was really
interesting. I'm gonna work on that.
My work ID has the worst. I have like 8 chins in my work ID. It's the worst.
And I said smiling is bad for a portrait, because it when people tell people to smile, they go, they bring everything back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, smiling is very unattractive. Smiling and holding it is very unattractive.
That's the part I hate, when people are like, okay, ready, one, no. Ready means take the picture.
Especially in this day and age, there's not like a 27-second delay when you hit click and the picture actually snaps.
If you live in my world, where your teeth look like a shark's mouth and there's just random gangles of monstrosities everywhere, you never worry about smiling in a picture, because you don't do it, because you don't want people to see what your teeth look like. You do a little smirk. That's about it. And then people say you look like a smug a-hole in pictures, but guess what? I am a smug a-hole, so it works out.
So it's perfect.
No big deal.
That's why you're so photogenic.
Exactly. And that same thing with that, like, that anxiety and that twitchiness actually happened when I went to go get my tattoo a few weeks ago. I got my chest tattoo.
Really?
And right before the tattoo machine touched my chest, I was getting twitchy and, like, herky jerky before it actually hit.
Wow.
And it was just like anxiety, like, what do I do? I don't even know how to do this anymore. And I mean, I don't want to say I'm covered in tattoos, but I've got like 18, 20 tattoos, something like that. Like, at this point, I should be good with it. And I was up until this. It was weird.
So it's all anticipatory.
Now, yeah.
When I got I have only like maybe 4 tattoos, but when I got the last one, or like the third one, all of a sudden I started thinking at one point, wait a second, maybe this is painful. Maybe when everyone else, because it was never really painful to me, maybe it really is painful. And then I started convincing myself for a split second that it was painful, but then it just sort of disappeared.
Yeah, it wasn't, I'm telling you, it wasn't even the pain for me. It was the same thing as this camera, as taking the picture. It's like this anticipation, this stage fright, like, what am I supposed to be doing when this is happening? Because, granted, I knew the tattoo was going to hurt. It got on my chest. I knew it was going to suck. But, yeah, it wasn't like that. I was afraid of the pain. It was like almost like this, like, what am I supposed to be doing here?
Read a magazine.
I wish I could have. Posing for this camera. What am I supposed to do here? If I'm going on stage, oh my God, how am I supposed to do this with a band? I actually, in my wallet, I think I actually still have the note that our friend Matt gave me of what I was supposed to do for shows. It's crazy. So Billy was it, or just Bill?
Billy and Islip.
William.
Oh, it's Billy Joel.
Oh, if it's Billy Joel,
kill yourself
right before the show. If it's anybody else, enjoy and don't worry about it. We'll be back right after the break, if that's all right with you. Welcome back to the flyest show on the net, son. It's sweet bread and the meat.
And I was tight.
Sweet bread and the tight meat here on Here's Talk, the home of, let's see, such wonderful shows.
No, we're Party of Three from now on.
Oh, nice. Party of Three is a great name. Home of such wonderful shows as, I'm trying to do this alphabetically, as Bug Zapper Radio, the DJ New Style Show, I Apologize, Truth Time Theater from our friends at Sandwich Humor, and Best in Show Radio.
You skipped the Indigo Kitchen.
I did skip that and Leet Speak. it's a good time. Hang out with us, be our friends, and do things.
And send us a hey guys. Hey
guys. What, son?
Hey guys at bestinshowradio.com. You know who sent us a hey guys?
The girl from Party of Five?
Which one?
I don't know.
You're right. Skip 220. Skip 220.
Does that mean he's 220 years old? He listened to what was said at the beginning of the show?
I believe so. And he also didn't tell us where he's from, but Skip220 anyhow asks us, hey guys, you guys consider yourselves white trash?
Yourselves?
I'm assuming it's a typo, but he wrote the word yourselves. Well, that's how Skip talks.
No. What's the next email?
Why not?
Wow, he wrote back?
Oh, this is Instant Messenger.
I don't wear socks with sandals.
I don't know what white trash is.
Do you know what this is?
I'm not a redneck. I mean, that's what most people associate white trash with, but I'm certainly probably not the classiest guy in town.
You know what this is? This harkens back. That's, I think, the fourth time I said harken on this episode.
Who goes there?
But this goes back to an old episode of Best in Show when we were talking about hipsters. And
a hipster?
Yeah, like, what is a hipster? And all of us, like, speaking about them, not even realizing that we would fit in at that time into the category of what a hipster was.
Mm-hmm. Credit Brian for pointing that out.
It made me think of the episode talking about you only wearing white socks and oversized t-shirts.
Well, what's wrong with that?
A little trashy.
Is it?
A little white trashy.
Well, I take pride in what I wear to work.
Yeah, I take pride in my white. I was like, wow.
I take pride in what I wear to work.
Yeah, by the way, I just want to point out, I'm not a very politically correct guy. Pretty racist term, white trash.
Yeah, whatever.
We're allowed to say because we're part of that brotherhood.
No, I think
brotherhood.
I think it suggests like trash.
The brotherhood
there's all
of
the
whites.
Other races. There's trash, and then oh, there's some white trash too. Uh-huh. I mean, that's probably where the phrase came from, realistically.
I guess. Yeah. The implication is that in being white, you aren't trash automatically by being white, and if you've managed to be white and trash, you're a special kind of white.
Don't be poor white trash.
A trash one.
But anyway, go ahead, sorry.
But yeah, I take pride in what I wear and how I dress when I go to work. But other than that, if I think about myself and think about what kind of a person I am, I think I might be white trash.
Now, is white trash what you look like? Is it a socioeconomic thing? Is it, what do you consider? I think if we walked around with our shorts on the beach, we could probably be considered to look like white trash.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's socioeconomic that I'm talking about, because financially I'm fine.
No one here is white trash in that
regard. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, I live in a studio apartment in a pretty bad neighborhood. I take the bus every place I go because I can't drive because I got a couple of DWIs. I'm divorced with a kid. I kind of fit into like I go to the laundromat, you know. Like I feel like there's certain aspects of my personality that would of my not personality persona that I think kind of fit into the idea of white trash.
So I guess your transit in your transitional period, you're white trash? Because it is a transitional period.
I suppose to some extent.
I mean, freshly divorced has a different feel than 20 years divorced and...
True.
I don't necessarily know that.
But that explains the neighborhood portion of it. It doesn't explain my problems with drinking and driving. It doesn't explain my problems with, with things of that nature.
See, I didn't even consider any of that. I just kind of went to your NWO tattoo and I ended it there.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even think about that. The fact that I'm covered in dumb tattoos.
I'll say this much. I don't think of you now as fitting in that category.
I agree.
Of white trash. I'll definitely go back to some days of you and I in pajamas or shorts and slippers at the can machine returning beer bottles so we could get money to buy more alcohol. That's probably...
There was a girl that James used to see many, many years ago who used to have a friend with the same name that I used to see that we went to the Poconos with. Okay? I was at the can return place exchanging cans for nickels with Dave, who I used to live with, and that girl comes walking by, looks at me, recognizes me, and averted her eyes immediately and walked away. If you've returned cans for money at some point in your life, I think that there's some aspect of trashiness to you.
Or you're an environmentalist.
Yeah, I'm not, though. I would burn cans if I had the money for it. I would burn cans and tires.
You would burn cans if you had the money for it?
Yes.
I think it's funny because I'm sure that term, white trash, didn't come from the people that were labeled that way. So I'm thinking that, like, what it basically always comes down to, probably, is like you said, an economic thing. Like, I think... If you return cans, there's a good chance you're doing it because you need the money.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know that makes you trash. To certain people it does. To people that don't need to return
all right.
cans.
All right. Is this where we're going to go with this? That every human being is an equal? Is that where we're going with this?
So I don't believe every human being
is equal. Are we the peace and love show? Yeah.
Whoa, how is that the peace and love show? I'm just saying that there's a lot of ways.
Well, if you need money, you're obviously trying to do something to better yourself, so you're not trash. You're just challenged fiscally at that moment in time.
But no, you're saying if you've returned cans, you're trash. I'm saying some people may not be trash.
No,
I don't think that's as white trash as the person who's sitting at home letting their cans pile up because they don't care because they're on
government assistance.
Yes.
Okay.
The woman that you see standing outside, half naked, with a cigarette, going, come here.
Swinging a cable box, kid. Laying on a bunch of bread in the deli.
I'm not saying that there's not worse things. I'm not saying that there are not other characteristics that would be more indicative of being white trash. I'm saying generally a bottle of sugar redeemer.
Okay.
Redeemer, I would think, puts you kind of on that
we've all
list.
Done or participated in activities that could label us as white trash.
Absolutely.
But as a whole, no one here, I don't think, has ever really been.
I don't know.
You made a compelling story.
Yeah.
But
I've got a lot of things. And don't get me wrong, I'm wearing a Brooks Brothers shirt. I try and be a little fancy when it happens to go to
work. But is that white
trash,
or is that kind of, you know, 20-somethings kind of?
No, I think he's saying that's not white trash, the Brooks Brothers shirt.
No,
he's not talking about the Brooks
Brothers
shirt.
Getting to where you are now,
You
know, just trying to figure out what you're doing in life and, you know, people party, people do stuff. So is that?
I partied well into my 30s.
All right, so did I.
And screwed up my life in a couple of ways because of it. To me, it comes off a little bit white trashy. Just my thoughts, my own personal thoughts on the matter.
Keith,
aside from
this,
there is nothing trashy about my fun-loving criminal's jacket. I grew up.
How much did you pay for your new coat?
I don't want to say.
Ballpark.
Ballpark? About the price of a package of ballpark franks.
Nice.
I grew up in a housing project. May or may not have been arrested a couple of times.
I didn't even think about the fact that I'm from a terrible neighborhood in my childhood.
Might have dabbled in some substances.
I didn't even think about the drugs.
Time and again. So I guess you could say maybe, to an extent that, there may be some elements of trash to me. But I don't consider that because nobody considers themselves.
I want to make a periodic table of white trashiness just because you're mentioning elements, and I'm just thinking like each thing being something that would make you white trash. That
I'm boring.
I mean, again, I used to drive a car that I didn't wash on the outside for 3 years. I had duct tape holding a fender on it, and I would go to the store every night and buy champagne. I would go buy the cheapest beer and malt liquor, and I'd hang out in the park until I was in my 30s. And I wrote graffiti for 15 years. I'm sure, but was I white trash? I did things that could be labeled, or I could share traits that someone who is white trash, I don't know.
I regularly, to this day, sit on the couch in my underwear, drinking Crystal Light and Georgie Vodka, watching King of Queens reruns.
You're white trash. You're white trash.
All right, so I'm officially in the club then.
100%. Oh, yeah. On Monday nights, I'll generally find myself sitting on my bed, because I don't have a bed and a couch. I only have a bed where I live. Sitting on my bed in my underwear, watching wrestling. Watching pro wrestling.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you had your shirt off at wrestling events holding a sign.
Sign, maybe. I'm trying to think if I've ever had signs. Yeah, probably.
But you've had your shirt off.
Well, yeah, sure. I have my shirt off I used to have my shirt off all the time. For no apparent reason. I got pictures of me with a shirt off at someone's birthday party at a bar for no apparent reason. we were singing karaoke. Obviously, it was time for me to take my shirt off.
Yeah, the very first time we went there, within that one bar, within 10 minutes, we were in our underwear.
Right? Again, but this is, we're talking about historic events Like, hey, at that time, not that they were points in history, but they're things that happened in the past. I'm saying today, I think I might fit into that white trash category.
You're white collar trash.
That could be the case. Yeah, I like I said, the whole like divorced with a kid, living in a studio in a crappy neighborhood.
Thing. I don't get white trash out of divorce though.
I was divorced with a kid living on an air mattress in my mom's house.
You were white trash at that moment. You were?
Yeah, at that moment.
Okay. I'm still there. I'm still in trash town.
Are you more white trash if you're divorced or if you're still with the person and you're screaming at each other all the time?
And you're dating her sister.
Screaming?
Yeah.
I'd say the screaming is worse.
Like, I think of white trash, for some reason I think of couples, and I think of couples screaming at each other in the supermarket. So maybe that's why the divorce thing doesn't, like, hit me as white trash.
I think of white trash, I think of, you know, a very specific type of person living in the South when I lived there. It was that kind of,
What's that kid from the show? Something Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Right.
Like, oh, that family's white trash. Yeah.
But they embrace it. I mean, they love being white trash. And it's not a matter. I think they have money, right?
At this point, they would have to.
So,
I consider myself.
Yeah, you started, and then we got, and then James was talking about his graffito lifestyle.
I was just gonna say today I consider myself the luckiest man.
Did you wait until this moment because you don't want to tell us?
No, I was about to tell you in a minute.
Tell us.
I consider myself wonderful.
I hate when it's silent. I hate when it's silent at the end of the show.
I'll take care of that right now.
Okay, could you tell me if you're white trash?
I basically came to the decision that I am. When I thought of myself laying on the couch, like
naked,
drinking Crystal Light and Georgie vodka out of like a Snapple bottle.
If you didn't, if that the drinking vodka,
what? No, I'm
vodka
sorry,
Crystal
I'm sorry.
Light is bad.
Not Crystal Light, Weiler's Light. Awesome. The budget.
if you didn't hate condiments, I imagine that you would have like a wife beater on with like ketchup stains.
Oh, he still does. That's why it's white trash.
Despite not liking ketchup, like, well, I guess the Weilers.
Well, it's blood.
Awesome.
I didn't think I was white trash before this, and now I have some doubts that...
You are.
For long...
Well, no, see, you're fancy now. You're highfalutin now.
I'm a little block away from the projects.
Yeah, I know, but you own a place, you've got fancy cars, you have a nice watch, you're a big boss at your job, you're wearing a sweater that's Argyle. You're a fancy fella.
You make a lot more money than me.
Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on YouTube. 88, peace.
No, this is fancy compared to the...
Yeah, solo cups. This is my fine china. Hey,
no, but they're red. That's red true. Is classy.
If you want to buy yourself something like this fine china, go over to heroestalk.com/Amazon. It's good. It helps you and it helps us. Help you be helped.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
You know what they have there?
Tacos?
That you would love?
What?
Sweet bread tacos.
I don't get it.
Did you try it?
I did.
The sweet bread is the filling or the...
Yes.
Do you know what sweet breads are?
Is it like cornbread?
Nope.
No, I don't know what sweetbread is then.
Organs.
So why don't they just call it organs?
Because everyone calls it sweetbread.
Because like, people wouldn't order organs.
Like lung, heart, liver, stuff like that. That's sweetbread.